It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A drive-up coronavirus testing site will operate today and tomorrow in southwest Colorado. The testing site is for healthcare workers, first responders, older adults, and people with underlying health conditions like lung or heart issues. There are no confirmed cases of the new coronavirus in the part of Colorado around Durango, but local health officials say they think the number of cases is underreported because of a lack of testing in the area. All residents of San Miguel County, whether they're sick or not, can get a COVID-19 test. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
San Miguel County includes the town of Telluride and has about 8,200 residents in southwestern Colorado. A couple of executives from an international biotech company have a residence there and are paying for their company to perform the antibody blood tests on anyone who wants it. Lou Reese is one of the co-CEOs of United Biomedical.
What if we find out that the spread is more than we ever thought, and so everybody's already infected, and so that would mean that the disease wasn't as deadly as we think? Wouldn't it be great to have that data?
Public health officials will start the voluntary testing next week. They are starting with healthcare workers and first responders. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
As Coloradans venture out to get fresh air during a period of social distancing, state rescue teams have a word of caution. Dawn Williams with the Alpine Rescue Group says now is not the time to take big risks. The team that serves Clear Creek, Jefferson, and Gilpin County says they will send help, but they have limited resources.
It's kind of like going to a community pool with no lifeguards. Like, if you feel safe, do it. But if there's any doubt in your mind, you may want to stay out of the water.
Wilson says people should try to be safe because they don't want to end up in the hospital with a broken ankle when healthcare resources are already strained. Colorado weather has more rain and snow for much of the state through the day. Some clearing tomorrow around Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.